Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, for the second time in less than a month, wildlife officials in Washington state have approved taking lethal action on another wolf pack following a number of attacks on cattle. The decision comes following the confirmation of six separate cattle depredations by a pack of wolves on federal grazing lands in the Kettle River Range of Ferry County. Following the announcements, I talked with the Washington Cattlemen's Association's Executive Vice President, Sarah Ryan, about this growing wolf problem for ranchers.
Through all of this, I would say that cattlemen have been the heroes in this struggle because they continue to use numerous non-lethal alternatives to prevent these depredations and don't really want to go lethal, except having to because that's necessary to change the pack's behavior. It's fine to have wolves so long as they aren't depredating cattle, aren't damaging them or killing them.
And according to the Washington Department of Fish and Game, the wolf population in Washington state has been on the rise for 9 straight years now. Following the department's annual winter survey, it was determined there are at least 122 wolves, 22 packs, and 14 successful breeding pairs of wolves in Washington state alone. Read more at aginfo.net. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nemitz.